if I never get to build my mansion in Georgia, I'd drive a sports car up the coast of California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, maybe I could die a happy man. Maybe I could die a happy man. Oh, I could die a happy man. You know I could die. I could die.
Froggy 92.9, it's Mornings with Amber.
L is for the way you look at me.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and unfortunately, romance scams pick up around Valentine's Day. And the IRS says they can't heal a broken heart, but they do have some tips so you don't get your money stolen this Valentine's Day. And it's really sad that people do this, prey on innocent people that just want a companion or just want some love. But an agent explains from the IRS, to avoid becoming a victim, people need to be aware of the telltale signs that they are being manipulated. And let me tell you, this can happen to anyone. So don't feel ashamed if it's happened to you or you're in the process of figuring all of this out. But tips to avoid a romance scam include, number one, never send money to anyone you've only communicated with online or by phone. Okay, if you've never met the person, do not send them money. Also, next on the list from the IRS, be careful what you post and make public online. Scammers can use details shared on social media and dating sites to better understand how to target you, which is scary. You think if they put all of this thought and energy into like a normal job, they'd be doing all right. But research the person's photo and profile using online searches. If you're on a dating site or meet someone online, that's very important to Google them. Next thing on the list, go slowly and ask a lot of questions. The IRS also says, beware if the individual seems too perfect or quickly asks you to leave a dating service or social media site to communicate directly. Also, beware if the individual attempts to isolate you from friends and family or request inappropriate photos or financial information that could be later used to extort you. Next on the list, be aware if the individual promises to meet in person, but then always comes up with an excuse while this person can't be there. Oh no, I stumped my toe. It's a terrible excuse. But if you haven't met the person after a few months, for whatever the reason is, then you have a good reason to be suspicious. And I think in this day and age, we have to protect ourselves. We have to be suspicious because there's so many scammers out there. And it's sad to think that someone would do this, but unfortunately it's the reality of the situation. So just be aware of these scams around Valentine's Day, and if you don't have someone to share it with, that's okay too, because I care about you and I know a lot of other people do as well.
Mornings sound better with country.
It's Mornings with Amber.
Country mornings are the best mornings
on Froggy 92.9.
What you find on a back road. Proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence road. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different around here. Things are
home is where the heart is.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This report is sponsored by Robert Half.
Froggy 92.9, good morning. I'm Mel Baker with news headlines for this hour. After an all-night session, the U.S. Senate has passed an aid package that includes funding for Israel and Ukraine. The $79 billion package passed on a 72-29 vote with substantial Republican support, but the bill's future in the GOP-controlled House is uncertain. A third attempt to tow a 57-foot fishing boat off a beach near Bodega Bay failed yesterday when the cable snapped. The Aleutian Storm has been stranded on South Salmon Creek State Beach since Friday night when all four crew members got off safely. Today, work crews will remove the fuel, hoping to avoid a spill and make it light enough to tow back to sea. Scientists say decades of progress in reducing air pollution in California will be reversed in the next 30 years due to climate change-driven heat and wildfires, all increasing particulate pollution levels. By 2054, Sonoma County is expected to see 37 high particulate days, 36 in Napa County, and just 18 in Marin. From the KSRO Newsroom, I'm Mel Baker, Froggy 92.9.
Here's a Froggy North Bay traffic update.
Problems out of Vallejo for 37 in the westbound direction. Just after the Mare Island Bridge, a crash is blocking the left lane and has traffic solid back to Wilson. Healdsburg into downtown Santa Rosa on southbound 101. That's looking good for you. 12 minutes from Healdsburg Avenue to Highway 12. And Petaluma into Marin County, just 10 minutes from East Washington to Atherton. I'm Gretchen, and that's your Froggy North Bay traffic.
This report is sponsored by California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. California just launched a certified wellness coach profession to help your workforce meet the increased demands for youth mental health services. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information.
Pictures I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken hearts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Song on guitar, I thought I'd marry you. Act like I'm happier now, but all of my friends know that ain't the truth. And lately life's been good to me. Mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change. That don't mean nothing, 'cause now I'm in this cold bright light. And this don't even feel like love. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying hard.
don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back.
Froggy 92.9, it's Mornings with Amber.
Happy Mardi Gras!
I'm throwing a little party tonight.
Going to Mardi Gras.
Excellent!
Let the dancing begin!
What's up, ladies? Happy Mardi Gras.
I'm having a good time!
Today's Fat Tuesday, everybody. You guys partying?
That is right. Today is Fat Tuesday, a.k.a. Mardi Gras. A lot of folks who celebrate will be indulging today. And if you don't know what Fat Tuesday is, it's a practice of consuming rich, fatty foods for one more day in preparation for the fasting season of Lent. So a lot of people do give up rich, fatty foods for Lent. For example, a lot of people give up alcohol or chocolate. Some people do bread. But traditional food consumed today includes the ever so popular Mardi Gras king cake. Typically, you find the baby, little tiny baby trinket, and gives you good luck. A lot of folks eat jambalaya, some rich pastas, gumbo, lots of crab. Oh, I could eat like crawfish etouffee every day. I did not mean to rhyme. That was not intentional. But I want to know, what's the most fattening dish you've ever eaten? Maybe you make one for Mardi Gras. Let me know what it is. 6361 HOP. I got Teresa from Runner Park on the phone. Teresa, you said you like to make a real fattening dish for Fat Tuesday. What is it?
Welded lettuce and onions.
What's that?
You fry up bacon. You save your bacon grease.
Okay.
You get leaf lettuce and green onions. You cut up your green onions and you tear up your leaf lettuce in a bowl. You put your green onions on top. You heat up that leftover bacon grease until it starts smoking. Shut it off and pour over your lettuce and onions. And that leaf lettuce will just crinkle up. You'll hear it popping. And then you put salt on it and get your butter bread and you eat it. And then you soak up that bacon grease with the butter bread. Mmm, that's some good stuff.
Well, how many calories do you think this has in it?
I would say it'll be anywhere from 800 to 1,000 calories.
Oh, my
because of the grease content.
Yeah.
You're eating a lot of bacon grease with that.
Yeah.
But you're adding that bacon grease and then you're adding that salt. And then you have the butter on the bread and then you're soaking up the rest of that bacon grease with that bread. So it's pretty heavily fattening, I believe.
I mean, how do you feel after you eat it?
Whenever I was younger, it didn't bother me too bad. But now as I got older, it would make my stomach just like not. Because of the grease content.
Yeah.
So I had to stop eating those kind of foods because of that.
Mornings sound better with country.
It's Mornings with Amber.
Country mornings are the best mornings.
On Froggy 92.9.
But I don't climb, climb, climb. Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All I wanna do is put a drink in my hand. To fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a 40-hour week worth of trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Get to the door, I'm
you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing Peaky Boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning at a long clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that heather dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That heather dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand.
Froggy 92.9.
Remodeling your home or designing a new one? Consider Golden State Window and Door Design. Here's a message from Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
Many architects and builders who team up with Golden State Window and Door Design are experienced in working with many of our vendors, including Marvin. We're now the Bay Area's leading Marvin Direct retailer. We offer a variety of window and door options that include style, long-term performance, and energy savings. Take a look at our windows and doors page at goldenstatelumber.com, scroll through the image gallery, and be sure to take a virtual tour of our Santa Rosa showroom for inspiration. When you get some ideas, contact your architect or designer and schedule an appointment. Golden State Window and Door Design is on Aviation at Airport Boulevard.
This year marks Golden State's 70th anniversary, and we look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come. Golden State, when you succeed, we succeed.
Heritage Trophy, Heritage Trophy, rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Trophy. Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura.
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
We've had some rain. Thank goodness for that. Looks like we'll get more. Maybe it'll rain all winter. And that means you need your locally owned Red Wing shoe store in Santa Rosa. Hi, it's John. You've heard about Red Wing shoes and boots your whole life. Perhaps been fortunate enough to have some of your very own. And you know they're the best. Oh man, sloshing around in the fields, on the hiking trails, in the warehouse, working in a winery, these warm, waterproof Red Wing shoes and boots are just what you need. Take Dynaforce boots, for example. Slip on or lace up. I like the lace up because, of course, you get lifetime laces and conditioners. conditioning from Red Wing Shoes. There's a good variety, men's and women's styles, all very stylish and waterproof to boot. See what I did there? What are you waiting for? Find your way to Santa Rosa's own and only Red Wing Shoes in Santa Rosa under the rocket ship, corner of West Steel Lane and Cleveland Avenue, across from Cottingtown Mall. Red Wing Shoes for people who work on their feet.
Here's a Froggy North Bay traffic update.
Problems for 37 in the westbound direction out of Vallejo. After the Mare Island Bridge, CHP is on scene with a crash that's blocking the left lane. Has traffic solid back to Wilson. 121 westbound out of Napa. That is slow from 29 to Old Sonoma Road. And south on 101 out of Petaluma. That is starting to fill in from Castania down to Atherton. I'm Gretchen, and that's your Froggy North Bay traffic.
This report is sponsored by PreventWildfireCA.org.
Why fight fire with fire? Here in California, we're proactive. Prescribed Fire helps prevent larger wildfires, keeping our forests healthier and communities safer. Learn more at PreventWildfireCA.org.
I'm just, like, so gross that my immune system is pretty great. I'll eat something off the ground, 5-second rule, like 5-month rule. I don't care. Like, sometimes I get jealous of my Roomba, to be honest with you. I was like, I was going to get that.
Nikki Glaser, The Good Girl Tour. Friday, April 5th at the event at Graton Resort and Casino. Reserve seats on sale now at GraytonResortCasino.com.
Thank you. Good night.
Wilco's Farm Show Days sale is here with amazing discounts throughout the store all month long. Each week in February will feature savings from a different department. Visit farmstore.com to see when each department's discounts go live. Then get ready for savings on pet supplies, lawn and garden, livestock feed and fencing, boots, paint, workwear, and more. Save every week in February during Farm Show Days, only at your farm-proven, farmer-owned Wilco.
Froggy 92.9, it's Mornings with Amber. Do not forget, we are giving away a gift card to Mountain Mike's Pizza over on the Facebook page right now. That's facebook.com/froggy929. Also, please be aware of scams on social media. Froggy will never ask you for money or your personal information other than your name and maybe your email. Right now, Dustin Lynch with Jelly Roll Chevrolet.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown type. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. You want a country girl, you just found one, let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. Where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one, let's slip away. Yeah. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one, let's slip away. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
country.
It's Mornings with Amber.
Country mornings are the best mornings.
On Froggy 92.9.
My mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl. I was giving her all of mine, but the first time they met us when they understood, said, how'd you get one so good? God gave me a girl, girl, gave me a kiss, kiss, gave me a feeling that I still get.